Welcome to Your Five for Today. When the Lord Jesus Christ travelled during the 3 years of his public ministry, he mostly preached to the people in the open air. The weather in the eastern Mediterranean countries is much drier and warmer than in Britain, so to preach under the blue sky was no problem. The cooler and wetter climate in Britain means that the vast majority of preaching has to be inside a whole variety of different buildings. The challenge of obtaining suitable premises and keeping it is not always easy. Many years ago, in a remote part of the Blackdown Hills in Somerset, a preacher by the name of George Brealey came upon some empty cottages formerly used by sheep stealers whilst he was visiting the district with the message of the gospel. He was very burdened about the total lack of understanding of the people in that district about Christian things. George Brealey managed to rent the cottages and convert them into a chapel. The preaching there had a great impact on the district, with George Brealey's son Walter taking over responsibility for Bromdown Chapel some years later. One day, Walter was out and about when he met a man called Joe. Joe told him that the chapel was to be sold by the late owner's family to pay off a mortgage. Walter was not only shocked to hear the news, but also that there was a buyer who did not intend to let the building to be used as a chapel. As Walter set off in his horse and trap, he wondered how the work of the chapel could continue. How could God help him, he thought. So, there and then, he prayed. Suddenly, as he journeyed, before him there in the street was one of the late landlord's sons. Walter called to him and was quick to make a strong case that as tenants the Blackdown Hills Mission should have first right of refusal. £100 was immediately offered and the sale was agreed there and then. The problem was that Walter Brealey did not have £100. But God opened many hearts to contribute in some way towards the purchase, which a Christian solicitor arranged free of charge. So in 1894, cottages that had once been the domain of sheep stealers became owned by those who preached the good news that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Why, we might ask, did God so remarkably provide the means to buy the chapel? Because there were in that district men and women still in their sin, and this was God's way, in his infinite love, for them to continue to hear of their need of the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. Is this your need too? It doesn't matter in the slightest who or what we are. As sinners before God, he loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross at Calvary. He shed his precious blood to save us from our sin and its consequences, and rose from the dead the third day. He is alive forevermore, and he calls on us today to repent and believe in him as our Lord and Saviour. There is a verse in the Bible that brings this wonderful message all together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It changed lives for eternity in the Blackdown Hills. It can change your life too. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.